Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Losers, in other words.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Thanks for listening. Welcome back. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight in Boston. Blues Bruins on WGR after our show and then Sneaky Joe's shortened nightcap edition. Dan Rosen of NHL.com joins us from Boston. Senior writer for NHL.com on Twitter at DRosenNHL. Hi, Dan. Thanks for your time on this important hockey day.
Yeah, it's a big hockey day, no question about it. No problem, guys. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How many finals seventh games is this for you, if I may ask?
Stanley Cup Final, Game 7. I did one in 2003, Devils Anaheim. I did the 2011 Boston-Vancouver game, and now this one. I was not at the 2009 game between the Penguins and the Red Wings because I was awaiting the birth of my son.
Oh, that's, you know, not that you need this from us. That's a good reason.
legitimate reason, I think.
Yeah. Well, you're due for a good game then. Those were two of the less exciting, not that there have been that many in like the last 30 years or so, but those two you were at were not great games.
No, well, I mean, they were both shutouts, actually.
Right.
It was 3-0 Devils and 4-0 Bruins, but it's exciting regardless. I mean, the energy in the building, it's just crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah. This is probably better left unsaid, but I'm just wondering how differently this conversation would be going if one of us had decided to chastise you for skipping a Game 7 for the birth of your son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, I mean,
you've probably been on those shows.
I will say I didn't do any of the Stanley Cup Final that year. So it wasn't just the Game 7. I didn't do any of the Cup Final.
Right. That coming from someone who I was having my wedding reception 20 years ago next Wednesday, which is the anniversary of the triple overtime Game 6 Sabres final against Dallas.
Yeah.
And yes, well, I had this job then. So that was a little awkward for me.
Were you at that game, Dan? Were you in Buffalo for that?
I was not. No, I wasn't doing hockey at the time. I was not there yet. Nope.
So how much different? You mentioned the vibe in the building. I've never been to any Game 7 in person to experience it. Here it being the Stanley Cup Final, has it all the more ratcheted up? Is there a detectable difference in the players yesterday at practice or game day skates today? Any access you've had that you sense that the players are feeling it a little bit more than normal?
Not really, to be honest with you. It's more along the lines of just things that they say. They're admitting that they will be nervous before the game. You don't hear that before any other game in the playoffs, certainly not the regular season. The admission of having to calm themselves down, the nerves and the energy and all that, talking about that stuff. Also talking about the dream. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of talk about that. I did a story on it where guys, where did you play your Game 7 when you were a kid? You know, Game 7 Stanley Cup Final, where were you? And there's a lot of talk about that, thinking about things like that. Normally, obviously, you wouldn't ever get that. But no, to be honest with you, I haven't gotten a vibe of it being that much different, them treating it differently. I think back 2003, which is the first Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final I covered. And I was brand new on it. I was 25 years old, and I remember being in New Jersey, where I'm from, speaking to John Madden at the time for the Devils, and he had this big scar on his face that was a result of a play during that playoff, and he looked like he was going to chew through anybody who talked to him. It was like just this steel look of, like, I will eat you alive if you ask me the wrong question, because he was that determined and focused. Players have gotten a little bit more relaxed, I think, and these guys are. But they will be nervous. They will feel the intensity of it.
Yeah.
They will. The building's just going to be great.
Yeah, Madden always seemed like a pretty serious guy on the ice. I'll say that. Like he had a look that maybe not lots of guys have. He looked pretty serious.
Yeah, he did. Yes,
you know what?
Did.
You know what though, Dan? Like, there's the players, and obviously there would be a lot of anxiety or just energy. The fans too. I mean, St. Louis fans, especially right now, we were just talking and have talked about this throughout. This is the night. You either accomplish, your team either accomplishes the thing that you have waited forever for, that has never happened, that you hardly ever get this close, or you go right back to how you've always been living. You know, like, it's just all right here. And you had that game six, that will make it really tough to swallow if they lose.
Yeah, you're 100% right. When you think about it in those terms, it is quite dramatic. I mean, it really is. Like, you've waited 52 years to have this opportunity, and you've had it twice. And if you don't get it done either time, it's 53, and you've got to go right back to square one.
It's like, just 53.
It's just 53. I mean, yeah, they've made it as far as they've ever made it. They'll hang a banner in Enterprise Center regardless, but a Western Conference champions banner is not one that, you know, floats very well when you have the opportunity to win the Stanley Cup. So, yeah, you put it in those terms, it is the all-or-nothing night. Well, it's the all-or-nothing night for everybody in Boston, too, but the Bruins have won it many times before, and the city of Boston has experienced so many championships of late that, it's almost like if the Bruins lose, it's like disappointment, and there's no question about it. But it's not the feeling of everything's crashing down around your sports world. If the Blues lose, it's that feeling of everything. I would imagine it's got to be that feeling of everything crashing around your sports world.
Sure, and I think now, like, this era in the NHL more than any other, not that the Blues wouldn't be a team that come September, people like yourself wouldn't predict to be in the playoffs, but they don't go right to the top of the heap again for 2020 as like the favorite or anything. They more than any team in recent history are an example of how quickly it can change. I mean, they were in last place in January, and here they are in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, they were last place on January 3rd, and here they are in the Stanley Cup final, game seven. They could be the first team in the history of the NHL to be last after playing at least 30 games in the regular season and to go on to win the Stanley Cup. And if they win it, all of the history stories, it all makes, it's all great. If they don't, they got to go through 82 game grind again to get back, just to have a chance to have to win the Stanley Cup. That's where it comes and really hits you. It's like, if you don't get it done, you have to go 82 games just to earn the chance, to have the chance to get it done again.
Dan,
it's crazy.
Dan Rosen from NHL.com is on the Wester Hotline with us. He's in Boston, site of Game 7 tonight between the Blues and the Bruins. How much is maybe the entire, the league, the executives within the league, the commissioner on down, and maybe even people who just love the game, rooting for a clean, non-controversial, no official snafu game tonight, because that has really been a thing in the playoffs, and it seemed like it died down a little bit, but then it was right back front and center the last couple games.
100%, and I think they have to be. You don't want any controversy entering a game seven. You don't want, put it this way, you don't want any controversy entering any game, right? But when it's an all or nothing game, when there's no literally there is no tomorrow in the 2018-19 NHL season, it's over tonight. It ends at some point, unless it ends after midnight in overtime, whatever it may be, right? But it ends, so you don't want any controversy now. You want a clean game, clean calls, make the right calls. You hope both teams play it clean, physical, hard, good, some old school hockey, and let's award a winner. That's the way it's got to be played tonight. That's the way you want it played tonight.
It's one reason why I like the Blues a little bit as an underdog, because special teams are Boston. That was a story in Game 6. And if officials decide to not be, sort of is your instinct to not make that call because it's Game 7 in the finals, then maybe the Blues can get away with a little more. And go ahead, please.
I think they have to keep it 5-on-5. I mean, number one, yeah, I think you're right. I think they got to keep it at even strength because they've been dominated in the special teams game.
And you mentioned overtime. This is something that we've not brought up while we've had you on, but we're talking about earlier. 1954 is the last seventh game of the finals to go to overtime. That's, you know, pretty wild, and it's due to happen. That doesn't mean it will. I like it, Dan, for, you know, we're all middle-aged here, and we've never seen it. Like, how many things are there in hockey or in sports that we've never seen? And so this could be that, and that's the thing I want the most tonight is overtime.
I tell you what, these two – look, I don't know what's going to happen, but these two teams are so even, except in the special teams game in this series. And if it stays mostly a five-on-five game, or the Blues penalty kill finally comes through and does a job, you know, or just does its job, and we're talking about a game determined at five-on-five, wouldn't shock me at all if it went to overtime. Wouldn't at all, because these teams are this even. We said it going into the series. We said it in the middle of the series. And now we're saying at the end of the series how even these two teams are, because they really are.
It seems like what we have most of the time when you get to this spot, if you do. And so let's just see that one goal for all of it happen for the first time in so long. So, Dan, the Sabres, there's been some news with Ralph Kruger's hiring and then Jeff Skinner signing the other day. What's your overall thought about them going into next year?
I got to see a lot more. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not infatuated with the Jeff Skinner contract. I understand you have a guy, he scores a lot of goals, you've got to pay your guy. I get that argument. It's a lot of money to pay Jeff Skinner. It's a lot of money to pay a guy who's never played in the playoffs. Is that totally his fault? No, of course that's not his fault. So, but he's got to keep doing it, and they've got to now build. I mean, and with Ralph Kruger there, he's a good motivator. He's very good with players. We've seen it at various times. He gets them going and all that, and he's very good at talking to them. Will he be able to be the X's and O's man in the NHL today? Can he devise systems that work in the NHL today? We haven't seen Ralph Kruger in the NHL in the last 5 years. He hasn't been in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's got to be a room for I need to see it to believe it. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair, for sure. And there's also, you know, they've got a lot of work to do on the roster. You know, I mean,
it can
turn quick. We've seen it again and again. Different examples of teams that are at the bottom that are you know 100-point teams a year later. But there's a lot of work to do, and there's still some pretty weighty contracts that you'd probably rather not have holding you back, but you can't really move them.
Yeah, you think about where they are right now. Are they in a better spot today than they were at this time last year? And I don't know that they are, you know. And you're like you said, things can change quickly in the NHL. Look at the Blues, dead last on January 3rd, came back and they're in the Stanley Cup final. But the Blues weren't a bad team on January 3rd. They just weren't winning games,
right?
You know, they were a team built to win this season. It's going to take some more time in Buffalo. They don't have enough right now. They've still got to acquire. They got to get more and more and more. You look at the teams that have played on in the playoffs this year, not just these two, but others that have played on. The Sabres are not close to those teams, at least in my opinion. It doesn't mean they can't catch up quick with the right moves and guys coming along quicker and, you know, a bigger big-time performances from some guys and whatnot. That can happen. We've seen it happen in the NHL. But I look at them right now and I say, I don't know if they're in a better position today than they were on June 12th, 2018.
And that's O'Reilly is on the roster. Skinner is not. Robin Leonard, I suppose, would have been on the roster at that time.
Right.
Dan, I'd like to share with you our Blues story here at the station. I was, like, sort of the way you're talking, looking at the Blues, like, well, the possession numbers are actually really good. So I don't think this is a bad team. And one day, just for something to do, I said to the guys here, let's have a bet. I'll take the over, St. Louis, points at the end of the season. They were last in the league. And we decided on the number for that to be 80. And I remember, like, these guys bet me that the Blues wouldn't get to 80 points. And I remember the next day looking at it, we write these kind of silly bets on a board in here that I'm facing as we talk. And I remember the next day sitting in here going, why did I go that high? I didn't really need to go that high for this. I probably could have got them at 75. And what did they get to? I mean, of course, they're
99.
They're playing at 99?
Yeah, that was that bet was over in March.
They're playing tonight.
it was toast pretty soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I won if they're playing tonight.
99. Yeah. I mean, they had the most wins in the NHL from January 3rd on. So.
Very good.
Pretty impressive. Yeah.
Hey Dan, thanks a lot. It's been nice talking to you.
All right, you got it, guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.